My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if I've ever cried on a Monday. Steven Vogt, I'm an emotional guy. I got no problem
crying. On a Monday? Oh, yeah. You did in 2020 when the Browns made the playoffs.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot that was a Sunday night when they
met. Actually, it was 2021, I guess, technically.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy, man. Is he the most likable leader in Cleveland? Anthony Lima, go.
I thought Stefanski was, but you
right
you
now
didn't
he's number
seem to
one.
Think so.
No, because if we start talking about Kevin Stefanski, like we had a boob call in yesterday and wanted him fired after a win. We had a boot. Who wants Stephen Vogt fired right now?
Well, hold on. So it's because Stephen Vogt is in the honeymoon period still.
Yeah.
So
I thought he wasn't. He's definitely. I mean, God, Tony's crying after a win.
Yeah, he's been awesome, and they've exceeded all the expectations. But if they end up just losing in their first round matchup or the ALDS,
he will be destroyed.
He wasn't crying because
they
won.
Not by fans. I mean, personally, he
wasn't
feel
crying
destroyed.
Because they won. He's crying because the guys are all playing for each other right now. Like, there's a different feel to this team than there is to the Browns team. The Browns team does not feel like they're playing for each other right now.
By the way, he must be living and dying with every single pitch in every single game. So I guess Stephen Vogt ain't doing it wrong now, is he? Champions pose. However, he is the manager of the baseball team. But I think that what Owen is pointing out is absolutely correct. It's not just the victory. It's that the way that they're playing, the way that they play with each other, there's definitely a camaraderie in that clubhouse.
The way Naylor threw his hands up, standing between first and second base watching the ball, it looked like the end of a movie where they've hit the home run in the World Series.
One of the things I never liked, this is the only direct comparison I'll make between the 90s Indians and this Guardians team. This is the only one. The only thing I didn't like is that when I grew up, because when I was a kid, and I'm 5 years younger than Tone, and I think, 3 years younger than you, Owen? 4 years younger than you? What am
Four.
I? 4 years younger than you. When I grew up, they're all wearing the red shoes and the high socks, and they're all got, you know, they got the sandwiches named after them at McDonald's and all the other things like that. I assumed when I was a child that they all got along. It was like never meet your heroes. It hurt when I found out how dysfunctional the clubhouse was and how much a lot of those guys did not get along. And I should have, I was naive. I was a child. I didn't realize how cantankerous Albert Bell was. I didn't realize those things. I was too young. I didn't realize that there were issues within the clubhouse between second baseman and shortstop and pitching staff and Hargrove trying to hold it all together and then people being upset with Hargrove. Like, I didn't get all that. I didn't know that. Like, this is proof here. These guys like each other. Now, I don't know if they're going to go as far as those Indians teams did, but these guys, you can tell, at clubhouse, they are down with each other, man. They are down. They like each other. That makes it more fun.
We wondered if the fans believe. Do the players believe? Do they believe they're about to embark on a postseason October run for the ages? And
I think they do.
I was just going to say that last night. I know it helps when they win, and it's amazing the way they did it. It's against the Twins. You're extending that buffer in the division. You're very close. You're closing in on magic numbers all over the board. That felt pretty cool last night.
You might be knocking the Twins out of the race too, because the Tigers are coming up on them for that last wild card spot right now, and that's a team that has to win. And you have guys like Angel Martinez, but three hits last night, and then of course that home run. I mean, they feel like they've got all the pieces in place right now to, you know, at least set themselves up for a run, right?
Well, I think that yes, I think a lot of people would say, all right, in realism, you know, my goal would be ALDS. It looks like they're going to be there anyway because they're playing well enough.
Yeah, play any games and be there.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we move the goalpost as time goes on. The expectation, the goal, you know, goal would be ALCS. The expectation, I think they've already exceeded everybody's expectations with the way they've played this year. But just it makes me feel better as a fan if my team ends up being good, or not just being good, but liking each other as well. We want them to have camaraderie and get along, because that's the way we always wanted to feel when we were kids with our own teams. So to see that they definitely, there's not a chance. I mean, they're all grown individuals. I'm sure there's times where there's infighting and whatever, or frustration. But you can tell they seem to really enjoy the company of one another. And I think it makes it that much more fun for all the fan base out there.
And how about, you know, no Stephen Kwan. We're eager to get him back and hopefully with a fixed swing for the stretch run. But Martinez steps in, goes 3-for-4 yesterday, has an RBI there in the seventh that kept him in the game. I know Ramirez did end up coming through. But overall, I mean, if you can get Kwan back to being what we're hoping, and then how about some heroics here or there? And that's the way it's got to be for this team. Like yesterday it was Manzardo. We'll see. In any given game you need Naylor to step up. And hopefully Jose Ramirez can, you know, battle through and get some more clutch hits down the stretch, because I know some people have started to wonder about that with Jose, which is amazing to me that anybody doubts Jose ever. But there's a weird faction on the internet that I guess will just complain about everything. I do think they are a team that can make a run. I do think the American League is wide open. And, you know, if they end up finishing with the 2 seed, then, you know, you're staring at what could be a really, really entertaining series hypothetically against Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
And that could be fun.
So as it sits, so we have to remember here, real quick, Castro Vince points out that the first and second seed would have a bye. The 6 and 3 would play each other to play the 2. The 5 and 4 would play each other to play the 1. So as it sits right now, I think we're just a little bit.
And they don't reseed.
No, they don't reseed. Very good point. We sit right behind the Yankees, so we would probably play, as of right now, the winner of the 5 versus the 4, as you say. Because, again, it's. I think this needs to be explained, just like you were talking about with the postseason there. Also, you might want to pay attention today. I think it was a week ago that the new odds had came out. I want to see what the odds are. And odds, schmods, I understand. Tarek Skubal still had the best odds as of last check for American League Cy Young. Emmanuel Clase, second best odds. Wow. Then you have Corbin Burnes and Seth Lugo right behind him. So right now, Emmanuel Clase is the second best odds. I think that's remarkable in its own right. I've still not let myself believe that he's going to win Cy Young. I didn't let myself believe that Kevin Stefanski was going to win Coach of the Year. I just don't want to get my hopes up on it. I think he's deserving of it. I think it's a great story. I think to have another closer that dominant is great. But I just think that these baseball writers are going to pick Tarek Skubal to win the Cy Young. But because he's a starter, so that's just where I stand on the thing.
It's tough. You've just got to be, and Class A has been so dominant, but you have to do it. Basically, he can't give up a run. He almost can't even give up base runners the rest of the year, because they're just dealing at such a deficiency innings wise. You know, closers just never going to have anywhere near the innings that the starters are going to have, and so you're always going to be a huge underdog when it comes down to this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.